Guru Maharaj, he read all the philosophy except Russian philosophy, he said. And all he memorized, Guru Maharaj, all the philosophy. And he likes Hegel's philosophy. And when he was young, 17 or 18 years old, that time he have got much attachment and attraction with Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. And he organized his village. That is, Mahaprabhu was Vaishnava and his village is Shakta, strong Shakta family. They do not like the religion of Mahaprabhu. And they give him strong objection. In their Durga Mandap, they not given a chance to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then Guru Maharaj, you have seen maybe in front of our now temple, Gopinath temple, the mart,
in
Hapaniya, in front of that, in a pond, and bank of the pond, there Guru Maharaj started with a Tulasi Sankirtan. First started Sankirtan in that village, 17 or 18 years old, maybe 19 years, and big Sankirtan party, a whole month, 2 months, Chaitra and Vaisakh. Whole 2 months, every day, doing big Sankirtan and whole village. And all the young boys and pious people, they join with that Sankirtan. And later Guru Maharaj said, when I took Guru Maharaj for identifying his birthplace, then nobody can say that is, you are so old and no old man existing there. Then you will come with me and you show where you born. And Guru Maharaj kept my request and went there and shown, here I born. And that time Guru Maharaj said, also I started Sankirtan from here. If you can do something here, that would be good for the villagers. And by the grace of Guru Maharaj, I make there one Nath Mandir. And no so much space, very little space. But the villagers also accepted, you can do their Nath Mandir, and I have done their Nath Mandir. Now, and Guru Maharaj given design, you make Nath Mandir this way, not roof, this way. Roof you will do cement roof, but this way. And I asked, why? And Guru Maharaj said, that is worshipable place. And they will go to the roof and there they will play their dice. Or
cards.
They will take drinks. And it is not my desire. They will
sit on top.
And we'll make that by the grace of Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj went to studying the law. Actually, he, within 1 year, he read all the law books, Guru Maharaj said. Except Russian law, all the law books he read within 1 year. And maybe 2 years or 3 years, I do not know. Then Mahatma Gandhi's non-cooperation and non-violence come, and he joined in Mahatma Gandhi's non-cooperation movement. At least pious activity. No violence and no cooperation with the government. Guru Maharaj joined that time, but Guru Maharaj not was happy. And he searching some sadhu, some missionary, and he went to Bharat Sevashram Sangha. And he stayed in Bharat Sevashram Sangha also, spent some time in their mart. Their guru was Pranavananda Swami. Yes, Pranavananda Swami. And he have seen their activity. He decided Pranavananda Swami not will be his guru anyway. But he is also so powerful man. He has very big group. Then he one day met with Pranamananda Swami and told, first, I know you are not my guru anyway, but you please can tell me where I shall go and I shall get my guru. You are also a very big guru in the society, but I am thinking you are not my guru, but where I shall get the guru? And Paramananda Swami said, if you want, you go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's society somewhere. Then he stayed with Paramananda Brahmacharis. His name was Paramananda Swami. One disciple, name was Suresh, maybe. That Suresh, one day he asked Suresh, everybody telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bhakta, but what is your opinion? Here everybody telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a
devotee,
but what is your opinion? He was very good friend of Guru Maharaj. He told, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a devotee, I have no objection, but he is more bigger than many of God.
Greater.
Anek Bhagavaner chiye boro. He is the greater than many God. Then Guru Maharaj left that place and searching where is Guru, and he joined. First he come to one Uddadanga, Gauriya Math, and there he has seen Saraswati Thakur, and every day he is going to Saraswati Thakur, and hearing from Saraswati Thakur, he settled, Saraswati Thakur is my guru, and more searching necessary. And every day he is going there and not talking anything, not telling anything, only sitting and hearing. And that time British government spread many spy, and they are thinking Guru Maharaj is a spy of British government. That is, Guru Maharaj is not talking anything, only hearing, and they are thinking Guru Maharaj is a spy of that government. Then one day they checked Guru Maharaj in that road, not to go Prabhupada. You must sit here, give news to Prabhupada, then you will go to Prabhupada. Why are you going to Prabhupada? Coming and immediate going to Prabhupada? This way, Kirtanananda Brahmachari, his name was. We met later, Kirtanananda Prabhu, and he told, yes, I have done much wrong, and he stayed in our mot also later. He wants to give his all property to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj took it. Anyhow, then Guru Maharaj thinking to go to Ganges, and there Guru Maharaj's expression is that if anything good with this sadhu, if they will kick me, I shall not go out. That must be my principle. And if sadhu cannot give anything to me, why I shall go to sadhu? If they will give much nice prasadam to me, even that, I do not want to go there. And if some substance with that sadhu for my spiritual life, I must go there. They can kick me. Who are they? I need my wealth from that sadhu. And he decided I must go to Prabhupada. And that day Guru Maharaj had met with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada searching where is Ramananda Babu. Then he asked to Kirtanananda, and Kirtanananda said, oh, I ousted him, Maharaj. He is spy of British government. Then Prabhupada said, no, he is not a spy, he is a pious man. When he will come, immediately you send to me, without obstacles. Then they are not doing anything against Guru Maharaj, and every day Guru Maharaj going to Prabhupada, and he took Harinam initiation, from Prabhupada, and later Diksha, then Gauri Mat changed place from there to Bagh Bazar. And there also Guru Maharaj's identification was Ramendra Babu. Ramendra, but something after Diksha Guru Maharaj have got name Ramananda Das.
Before that you told Ramendra Sundar?
Before name was Ramendra Sundar Bhattacharji. After Diksha, name was Ramendra Sundar Vidyarnav. And given the title, Prabhupada sent him for discovery of Ramananda Raya's place. And before that also, Guru Maharaj preached in the Delhi, Kurukshetra, Ambala, that places. And lastly, Guru Maharaj took sannyas, met with Srila Swami Maharaj 1930 in Allahabad, and invited Srila Swami Maharaj, when you will go to Calcutta, you give me, later I shall take you to Prabhupada. And when Swami Maharaj went to Calcutta with Guru Maharaj, he met with Prabhupada and asked Guru Maharaj, what you have seen, my Guru? And Swami Maharaj's expression was very nice. Yato din pare Mahaprabhu dharmata ekta manusher moto manusher hate poreche, this Bengali. What is English, Maharaj? After so long, the religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception, I am seeing in proper hand of a great sadhu.
Here is the man who can lead Mahaprabhu's mission.
Yes, yes. Like that, no? Bengali I know. What Swami Maharaj said, that Bengali I remember. Very full. Not one word missing.
Yes,
ma'am. Atodin pare Mahaprabhu dharmata ekta manusher moto manusher hate poreche. That's what, that was his expression. Then Guru Maharaj was very happy. Swami Maharaj took initiation later. Anyhow, then Guru Maharaj preached Karachi, so many places, Madras, Bombay, Karachi, Delhi, Allahabad, Banaras, Sylhet, Maimonsingh, Chatka, Chattogram, Burma, all over India. That time Burma, Chatka, all included in India. And Guru Maharaj preached every hire, and have got many good friends also. From every corner of India, many persons came to see Guru Maharaj, to meet with Guru Maharaj, and we have seen them. So great, great personalities they are. Not only that, when I went to Kabura after maybe 20 years, Guru Maharaj went to Kabur, 36 and 46, 10 years, after 15 years maybe. 10 years after 15 years, not 20 years. After 15, at least 15 years, maybe 20 years. After 20 years, when Guru Maharaj went to Kabur in Madras, and I have seen the many of the high-class people, they come to see Guru Maharaj in the car, tourist car. I took one tourist car from railway, and inside of the tourist car, everything, arrangement, their kitchen, their bedroom, everything. And they come to see Guru Maharaj with prasadam, and puli hara prasadam. We not like that. Mukma like that. They are making mukma here. A rice make by not sweet. Some sour and some chili and salt. And some curry powder. With that they are making. They are thinking it is best prasadam. That pulihara they given to us, and all judge, barrister, magistrate, their court, and their district administrative officers, all came to meet with Guru Maharaj that time. And then we can understand what high-class preaching standard was.
So long after they still...
Yes, so long, 20 years. Maybe 15 years, no doubt 15 years, that is Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. After disappearance, past 10 years, I joined 47. And after 5 years, maybe, I make that parikrama. And near about 20 years. But that was position of Guru Maharaj in the society. And Guru Maharaj composed so many slokas, and Prapanna Jivanamriti, you know, the famous book. Only in our sampradaya, that book composed in Sanskrit. Before that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed some book, and nobody composed fully Sanskrit book. But only Prapanna Jivanamriti is full Sanskrit book. That is, and there is some Prabhupada Padma Astak or Dasakam, maybe. Many Sanskrit.
Dasakam.
No, no, what is this? Sanskrit.
Collection of
Sanskrit, Sanskrit poetry.
Poetry,
not only Dasakam, Astakam, what telling that? Maybe some name.
Prayers.
Sanskrit prayers. And Guru Maharaj composed many Sanskrit prayers, and later he composed Mahaprabhu's whole life, that is Prema Dhamo Deva Stotra, within 70 slokas. And everybody praising that so much. And expression of Sripad Keshava Maharaj after reading, Keshava Maharaj said, impossible to compose in this meter. Only Siddhar Maharaj can compose it. At that time, Keshava Maharaj tried to compose as Sanskrit slokas. But seeing that meter, his expression, impossible with that meter. When one is strong and one is weak. One alphabet strong, one is weak. This way, 72 slokas, impossible, 71 maybe, impossible to compose, Keshava Maharaj said. But only Siddhar Maharaj can do it, and with all the Siddhanta inside. Inside all the Siddhanta conception of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And they have much honor. And now all over the world that Guru Maharaj's song about Srila Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada Padma Stavakam, singing all over the world now that song. It is organized by Srila Swami Maharaj, and that time 64 mott was in India. They all mott, they are singing, and all the Grihastha's house also. It was like Vedabhyasa's work that time. They are remembering Vedabhyas. And that was the character. And today, Amavasya, this tithi, this tithi, English?
Lunar day.
He likes Srila Gadadhar Pandit so much, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In our group of Acharya, he likes everybody, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, etc., everybody. A very close association of Mahaprabhu, intimate association. Of Gadadhar Pandit. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was very dear to Guru Maharajas. And we have seen the taking that Amavasya day. 3 days ago I told to Sripad Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. I called Puri Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, before leaving this planet, suddenly, I am every day going 3 o'clock to Guru Maharaj's room. And before that, I engage some brahmachari for night duty. And I am going from 3 o'clock. and I cannot tolerate that air condition. Yesterday I said, today I am feeling a fever. Still I am feeling fever with me. But I am taking very strong antibiotic. After that fever, that is, I cannot tolerate anyway the cold. Morning, you walk, and now headache so much, and fever come. I cannot tolerate that air condition. And Guru Maharaj is always living with cool air condition. Then I am going, last 3 days I am telling, I called Sripad Puri Maharaj. He is our very best friend of Sampradaya, and my guru like that, Sripad Puri Maharaj. And when I call Jai Maharaj, not will stay, please you come. I do not know anything. Then Puri Maharaj come, that time Puri Maharaj stayed in the Almod. And suddenly I went inside of Guru Maharaj's room, half an hour I stayed and come back from room and seated outside of the room, outside of air condition position. And suddenly my chair doing this. And I am thinking Guru Maharaj will go, what shall we do, like that. And suddenly my chair, somebody shaking. And I was very disturbed, and I told, oh Gaurakrishna, what you are doing? Then I am seeing no Gaurakrishna, nobody. And that time jan sound coming from the temple. Then Gaurakrishna also immediate come out from Guru Maharaj's room. And I told Gaurakrishna, this is earthquake, heavy earthquake. And he said, Maharaj, it is. And I have seen the temple shaking that way. And the chura, everything, there is metal, some, and metal giving sound. Then I told Gaurakrishna, Guru Maharaj not will stay. No, within 7 days, again earthquake will come, you will see. That is our Jyotishi said about a great personality when we leave. Some disturbance in the earth must come. And this disturbance never I have seen in my life in Navadvip. And many things broken are not. A temple also, there are some crack in the top. And also our prasad distribution hall, there also crack. Guru Maharaj's veranda, there come crack. Many where. But it's going through Guru Maharaj's veranda and temple that earthquake happened. That line, taken that line. And Nath Mandir something. And I told to Gaurakrishna, sure Guru Maharaj will go within 3-4 days. And after that, within 3 days, again earthquake will come. And now necessary to call Puri Maharaj. Then I send Krishna Sharan Prabhu, maybe, and Puri Maharaj also come immediate. And he stayed there, and Puri Maharaj, thinking not Guru Maharaj will go now. After 2 days stayed, Puri Maharaj said, I am thinking, Baba, I have some work in Kalla. I shall come back again. Today I want to go to Kalla, I have some work. I told, no Maharaj, you please don't go. I am seeing everything. I can say within 2 days Guru Maharaj will leave his position. Then Guru Maharaj stayed there. And within 3 days, and that time I told the Guru Maharaj likes Gadadhar Pandit and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then I think this Amavasya day coming and that day Guru Maharaj join with them. That is Gadadhar Pandit and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they taken that Amavasya day, this appearance day. Must one talk. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur wrote in his Anubhasya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, behind, last page, he wrote, Gadadhar Dindhari Paiyacha Gaurahari. You have got association of Mahaprabhu in Nitya Lila. That day was Gadadhar Pandit's day.
Right.
Then you must, Guru Maharaj must go that day. And I told to Srila Puri Maharaj, to Maharaj, Guru Maharaj must go in Amavasya day, lunar
dark moon
day. Can you please not to go back now? And Maharaj stayed, and Guru Maharaj 5:48 in this day, Guru Maharaj stopped to work. And I do not know anything, what shall I do? That is, I not join any samadhi of Vaishnavas. I was afraid to go to the samadhi. I am sending always my friends, my god brothers, but I am not joining in any Vaishnava samadhi. And that they come in my front, then what shall I do? I am thinking, I am thinking which way I shall send the news to the world. There is many devotee in the world. In the meantime, one my disciple, he come, and he said, I can do if you order me. Then I was very happy, I gave him some money and told, you go to television, to radio, to newspaper, every hire you, and telephone to San Jose, telephone to London, this way. He have done very nicely that work, that job. And I am thinking 9 o'clock, the Guru Maharaj now go down for samadhi and not will come back again here. This is last going from the upstairs. And the stairs is very narrow stair. Then we took Guru Maharaj through our prasad distribution hall. There is big stair. Then I am thinking which way samadhi karma we shall do. In the meantime, from Mayapur 5 persons come, and they said to me, Maharaj, I am seeing you are very much frustrated, what you will do and not to do, you do not know anything. But I know everything about samadhi work. Then I have got moon in my hand, like that. Then I told to Sripad Puri Maharaj, Maharaj, they knows how to make the saint samadhi. Maharaj, what you will order me, I shall do. But they will do all the work, they knows. And Puri Maharaj was also got relief, that is nobody coming in advance to do something. Then Puri Maharaj done all the work, and Puri Maharaj told me, only you are the person who can write the mantra in his chest. Then you write. I do not want to do that. I am fallen soul. My feelings is that, and Guru Maharaj is transcendental body. But Sagar Maharaj took me from my room. That time I gone to my room. And Sagar Maharaj gone and pulled.
And
chanted Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Seimo Sampada, that is, that song. Guru Maharaj has given me chance to sing in Chaitanya Sarasat Math, always. Then Puri Maharaj said me, Govinda Maharaj, sing that song. And I sang that, then samadhi karma finished within 1 o'clock. And in the samadhi place, before I asked Guru Maharaj many times, we are talking like friend. And I asked, what shall I do after you? We will give samadhi or anything if you have desire. Guru has strongly told me not to give samadhi. You must burn my body. I told Maharaj, it is impossible by me. If it is impossible, then I shall write in my will, you must burn my body. Then I stopped. After few years, again that topic's come, and I told Maharaj, now still you are within your that conception or not? And Guru Maharaj said, yes. Then 1981 maybe, one day that topic's come, Guru Maharaj said, no, you must burn my body. Otherwise, and that time maybe some Stalin or Lenin, maybe, disturbed with their samadhi body. And Guru Maharaj said, if you give samadhi, then somebody will disturb in future, then other problem will come too. Like Gaurakishwar Babaji Maharaj's samadhi. Then not necessary to create any chaos, you burn my body. Then I stopped. Then again 1986, after taking sannyas, then I asked Maharaj, now we have many Western devotees, and they know only samadhi, they do not know how to burn. And also, your body is transcendental body, we consider that way. You are the Mahabhagavad Vaishnava, at least they are considering all your God brother. And if I follow your instruction, then that will be very difficulty for me. Still you are existing within your own principle or not? Guru Maharaj has not told so much.
He said it would discredit the mission.
Discredit of our mortal, I said something. Then Guru Maharaj said, then as you like, you do like that. And later again I asked, where is that place? Suitable, where will be suitable? Then Guru Maharaj said, in choice, somewhere. Then I chosen the next two temples. There was one flower garden. Not nice garden, but some flower happening there. Then I gave compound that garden. Nicely making their garden.
Built a wall around.
Around the world and nicely flowers and putting there. And Guru Maharaj called me and said, oh Govinda Maharaj, you arrange my samadhi that place, I think so. I told you, why are you telling like that, Maharaj? I am making garden of Mahaprabhu there and giving some compound. But immediate but necessary to think about that. Then Guru Maharaj said, oh, that place is suitable, I think so. This was Guru Maharaj's expression. I think so also, that place will be suitable for you. And I was settled. Yeah, that is good place, Guru Maharaj also agreed it. And in that place one mango tree was there. That mango tree, junior than other two mango trees, and that tree was very strong also. But in the same day, evening, we have seen all the leaves fall down from mango tree.
Same day as Guru Maharaj's leaf.
Leaf. And I was surprised. The mango tree was strong and young, and why that mango tree leaf? All leaves fall down, and other trees is leaves with them, but this tree only fall down, all the leaves. Then I asked to many, what is this? You are thinking it is a disease or it is, they are seeing the mango tree that told after 7 days, Maharaj, you can say What is that? What? We are thinking that tree is going to die. I was very unhappy and thinking that tree was very dear to Guru Maharaj also. Every year, anyhow, no, not maybe mango, but that tree must give some mango. That was his quality. And he cannot tolerate the separation of Guru Maharaj. But is it dead?
Victory,
it's come in my mind, but I am waiting. And within 15 days, all the branches dried. Then I think, why this tree is dead? Something inside there. He cannot tolerate. He was friend of Guru Maharaj like that. Many things I am thinking. Then after 6 months, when I am trying to make the Samadhi Mandir, it is ruling in the scriptures, you cannot touch that earth within 6 months. Then when 8 months passed, I touch that earth and trying to make Samadhi Mandir. And every day I am meditating which Samadhi Mandir will come out. And every day I am giving some instruction to our sculptor. Then I think this tree, given his body, and through that wood I shall make Samadhi Mandir door and window, what necessary for Samadhi Mandir. Then I cut at the tree and it was dead. Still I am thinking, what for? Then one day it's come my mind, here is two pillars necessary. And I have seen through meditation there is two pillars and devotees are standing there chanting the glories of Guru Maharaj. That time roof not come. Up to roof maybe come. Then immediate solution come in my mind. So yes, for that, that very point there is the one leg of that pillar. Two pillars is one pillar in that particular that trees.
Where the tree was.
Yes, where the tree was coming there. Then solution come. For this he gave space now for that pillar. Then we make there two pillars outside. And no Nath Mandir, that it, if we make Nath Mandir, then very clumsy will be. And Samadhi Mandir not will, yes, not will come nice. And now everybody can say, it is very nice. Samadhi Mandir, very simple, very small, and very nice.
Seva Sang Siddhi Vigraha.
And Paramahabhaiti Maharaj come and he told, he wants to do some seva of Samadhi Mandir, which I not ask one farthing to anybody for Samadhi Mandir. It was my thinking, I shall do Samadhi Mandir with my full energy. But many of the devotees, they help for Samadhi Mandir and give their name list also. And who not gave money, I also put in his name for his satisfaction. Anyhow, my money come from the devotee, no doubt. When Paramadvaita Maharaj said, I shall take the Vigraha Seva. Guru Maharaj is outside some form, murti. I shall arrange from Jaipur, you give me that seva. I told Maharaj, you do as you like. And he has done that. Paramadvaita Maharaj done that Vigraha Seva. Many devotees, willingly they give some money, some stone, many things they give him. And now it is full. And I am searching the name, what will be of Samadhi Mandir. It is immediate come in my mind that union in separation, the temple of union in separation. The meaning samadhi like that. He is existing inside of that samadhi mandir. When we are giving samadhi, we are giving samadhi through mantra and giving bhoga, mahabhoga, with plates and full varieties of prasadam offered to Mahaprabhu, and that prasadam full we offered to Guru Maharaj, and he is existing there and living there. In mood of samadhi. Samadhi means English?
Trance.
Meditation.
Trance.
Mood of meditation?
Trance.
Trance means?
Like a fixed meditation.
Fixed meditation.
Like
meditation. Trance meditation.
Then appropriate nama I am searching, and it is come very easily. The temple of union in separation. He is living, but we cannot see externally to him. By his grace now, up to date, running nicely, his mission. What was his desire? We are trying wholeheartedly with my friends and with his family. Guru Maharaj's family and my friends.
Expanding family.
Yes, now expanded. Guru Maharaj was very happy. He is very happy, no doubt. But if he existing as a form in front of us, he much get joy in his heart. No doubt. And many times I have seen the presence of Guru Maharaj's miracle presence in Navadvip Mart after his disappearance. That is very long history. And when I am starting to talk, not control my tongue, that is my difficulty.
Very good.
And now time is 12 o'clock, and I took whole time for you.
Good.
Then evening time we shall try to glorify his pit, his conception, his life,